crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Time for some more baseball talk here on the Coach's Corner. Today we're going to focus on the high school ranks. Talked to Coach Steve Gordon of the Emory Spartans earlier in the week. Today we're going to talk to Coach Jeff Cincinnurus of the Carbon Dinos, who have a bye week throughout the remainder of this week. They'll jump back into action next week as they take on the Richfield Wildcats. Coach, as always, great to get you in.
Oh, thanks for sneaking me in, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Coach, we'll start by talking about the opening set as far as Region 12 play goes. You guys fall victim to a sweep at the hands of Canyon View. That's a very good baseball team, but you guys did have opportunities to sneak out a win or two during that three-game set, which I'm sure is the optimistic part of losing a three-game series.
Yeah, you know, we were in here last week talking about getting Region started and not the outcome we wanted. We start out 0-3, play a really good Canyon View team, which, you know, I knew going in they were a team in our region to beat, had them picked along with us for a region championship, and we have to open up with them on the road two games. And really didn't play very well at Cedar City last Tuesday. Had a lot of errors in both games. I thought we hit the ball, you know, fairly decent, but the errors really cost us on defense. We gave up a lot of runs in both games and, you know, had a little setback. We talked about it as we came home and had practice on Wednesday and Thursday, and, you know, I thought our focus was a lot better Friday with our game here, but our bats just kind of went quiet on us. We only had three hits on Friday. A very close game going into the seventh inning. Was a 3-2 game. Ended up giving up four runs in the seventh inning and come out on a 7-2 loss, but, you know, not real indicative of the game. It was really a lot closer game and a well-played game by both teams, but I give Canyon View a lot of credit. You know, they win two at home like they're supposed to. They come on the road and play us really tight at our place and come out with a win and go up 3-0 in the region. And, you know, they did what they were supposed to, and it kind of puts us behind the eight ball a little bit. But, you know, again, you have a lot of games left to play in your region. Everybody's got to, you know, go into the state tournament and win games. And so it's not a complete loss, but you know, hopefully it does put our focus back on what we need to do and how we need to do it and you know, what makes us pick up our effort for the rest of the year.
In this game, you guys took advantage of two early errors by Canyon View in the second inning. You guys grab a 2-1 lead. That's the thing about a team like Canyon View, though. They don't make too many mistakes.
No, they don't. I mean, they made just a handful of errors in three games that we played them. And then when they did make those errors, they usually come back in on the offensive side of the ball and put runs on the board, and that's what good teams do, and that's what I've talked to our guys about. Everybody makes errors. I mean, it's part of the game. It doesn't matter what level you play at. Everybody's going to make an error here and there. It's how you respond to that is what makes you a good team or a mediocre team, and we just haven't responded real well to that. We don't come in. We don't get the runs back and then go back out and play solid defense. You know, we kind of just come in and we kind of lay around a little bit, and that's kind of where my focus has been with our team, that our effort needs to pick up when things aren't going well. I talked to them pretty extensively the other day about everybody wants to support, you know, things when things are going well, and when things aren't going well, you know, you don't have a lot of support, and it's got to be the opposite. When things aren't going well, it's when you really need to come together, you need to support one another, and you need to find ways to get through it. The game comes easy when it's going well. You know, everybody's smiling, everybody's patting each other on the back when things are going well, but it's when things aren't going well that you show your character. And right now I think we need to do a better job when things aren't going, you know, real well for us and step up and meet that challenge. And it's something I talked to him about, and hopefully, you know, for the rest of the season, we'll step up and meet that challenge as that comes to us.
Really, if you look at this series, you can point to one inning in each game that kind of cost you guys, which proves that you guys are definitely right there with Canyon View, with a team that a lot of people pick to finish at the top of the region.
Yeah, you go to the first game down there. I believe it was the fourth inning. We gave up eight runs. You go to the second game. We start the game off. In the second inning, we give them nine runs. And then the game here at home on Friday, you know, they get four runs in the seventh inning. And so, you know, you take out those innings out of those games, and, you know, we probably win all three games. But the problem is you can't take those innings out of the games. They're part of the game, and they're part of what you got to do to be better. And so, you know, we definitely can't give teams nine runs in an inning or eight runs or even four runs in an inning for that matter. Just at this level, it's too hard. And We just need to do a better job. You know, our pitching, I thought, was pretty good. Mitch Olson did a good job for us pitching our first game down at Cedar City. You know, and his arm's been sore all year long. It's really the first action Mitch has seen, and did a great job. Four innings for us. Started to get a little tired, which was, you know, we knew that was going to happen. I mean, he gave us everything he had, and I thought did an excellent job. And, you know, Anthony McClain come in on Friday and gave us four solid innings in his start here at home and did an excellent job. And, you know, to get that production out of those two pitchers is something that's going to take us, you know, pretty far. It was something I was a little worried about, but I really liked what I seen out of both of them, and we just got to do a better job of helping him out. And then we got to do a better job of when Cole Fawcett's on the mound for us of helping him. We made a lot of errors with him on the mound in the second game at Cedar City, and, you know, he only lasted two innings before we got him out. And then again on Friday, you know, Canyonview hit him well, and I give them a lot of credit. Cole's an excellent pitcher, and they really were focused up and hit him well, especially in that seventh inning. But, you know, I'm not worried about where we're at right now. A little disappointed in our start, but as we talked about, you know, we got a lot of region games left to play and then the state tournament, and I think if we'll just continue to get better and focus and understand what it takes to be successful, you know, I think we'll be just fine.
Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbondino Baseball Squad. Coach, now you guys go into the bye week. Each team gets one of these because of the new format where you play doubleheaders on Tuesday, you get back at it on Friday. How do you use the bye week? You only get one of these, so how do you try to use it and make sure that it's productive?
We're going to find out if it's productive. You know, having it this week, I don't like it. We didn't even practice on Monday. I gave the guys a day off to kind of get caught up with schoolwork and do things. And you can look at that one of two ways. I looked at it as, yeah, we need a day off. We're going to have plenty of days for practice all week where we're not playing games to get stuff done. And plus, you know, these guys, you know, they need time to get caught up on their work and things that are outside of baseball. So hopefully use that time well. We came back yesterday, worked on a lot of defense. You know, we'll spend the next three days working on our hitting and things like that. So, you know, hopefully the bye week, what it does allow us is to rest some arms. You know, we don't have to have guys pitching this week. So it gives us a chance to rest those arms a little bit, take care of that, and then just work on the things that we need to work on and not have to worry about the stress of playing games. But, you know, at this level and at any level, I mean, you live to play the game. And, you know, practice time is there to get better, but everybody wants to play. And so when you got to go a solid week without playing games, it's rough on you. And, you know, hopefully it's the last time we have it this year where we don't have a game in a week. And we don't have to go through that. But hopefully we take advantage of this week with the time off, rest some arms like I talked about, and work on our things. And we come back hungry to play next week as we get Richfield at home on Tuesday for the doubleheader and then travel to their place on Friday. And, you know, those are three big games for us. We need to get back in the winning side of the column on the region side and get back to taking care of business.
Definitely starting 0-3 puts a lot of emphasis on the home games from here on out. You got to protect home field.
Yes, and we talked about that with Canyonview. Even though we dropped two at their place, it was, you know, really important for us, I thought, to play well and get a win at home on that Friday. And, you know, and we didn't do that. And we can't give up home games. They're real important. When you play at home, you got to take advantage of your home field. And, you know, I thought we played hard, but we just didn't get it done. But like I said, moving forward, you know, it's real important that you take care of your home dates. And then we got to go on the road, and we got to win games on the road too. And we should win games on the road. We're a good enough team to go beat the rest of our region, you know, wherever we play them. And we just need to focus.
As far as the region sits right now, I know there have been a few surprises.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised yesterday's games. Juab took 2 out of 2 from Richfield, which really surprised me. I mean, they were at Juab, which you got to give Juab a little bit of credit. You know, they're playing at home, but I thought Richfield was a better team than Juab going into this matchup. But like I said, you have to play the game. I look at other regions. Grantsville started out the season 10-0 and ranked in the top five, still ranked in the top five, and they lose to a Union team who, you know, we've played twice and, you know, have really struggled a little bit, and then they lose to them in their region game. So, you know, there's been surprises in all the regions so far. You got a really good Cedar City team, who I had ranked in the top five to begin the season, who they're in last place in their region. And so that tells you how tough that, you know, the Southern region is when you have a Cedar team that comes back with a lot of excellent players and they're at the bottom of that region to start out with. So, you know, I don't imagine they'll stay there by the time the year ends up, they'll be back up into the top three or four, but right now they're in last place. And, And when you look at our region, we're in last place, you know, when we're 0-3. So a lot of baseball left to play, and a lot of things are going to change and move before the season's over. But it's the teams that can get better from this point on and you know, focus up and really put some hard work in that are going to be there at the end.
Yeah, you mentioned the region where it sits right now front to back. I mean, I guess going up against the South, as you just mentioned, the key right now is just to make sure you lock up one of the top four spots, one of the four spots, and grab a playoff spot going into the postseason.
Yeah, we wanted to lock up the one seed where you have you play your games at home that first weekend. Everybody wants to play at home. Your number one seeds are all going to have, you know, that chance to host the first two games, which is what we really wanted. And, you know, and that could still happen. You know, I mean, Canyon View could slip up and lose some games to some teams in our region. I don't see it happening. I see them locking up that one seed. But regardless of that, whether you're a 2, 3, or 4, you're going to have to go on the road and win, you know, win at least one game. And nice to win two games like we did last year, being the 2 seed from our region. But, yeah, you got to make sure you're in the top four, first of all, and then go from there and figure out how you're going to move on from there. So right now, you know, everybody's battling just to be in the top four, and then we'll take it one step at a time from that point.
Yeah, basically, only 3 weeks left in the season. It's flying by right now. Coach, before I let you go, we have to talk about a camp that you guys are playing host to this weekend.
Yeah, you talk about the season flying by. You know, I sat here a month ago thinking about our youth camp that we put on, and it's this Saturday. It's going to be at the high school at Carbon High on the baseball field. And boy, it's just snuck up on us here in a hurry. And I hope to remind everybody, I know we had some flyers passed out when the Little Leagues and Babe Ruth had their sign-ups, and just want to remind everybody of our youth camp going on. We have the 8 through 12-year-olds will start at 11 a.m. at the high school and go for 2 hours. And then the 13 through 15-year-olds will start at 1:30 and go to 3:30. And, you know, it's just a fun way for the guys on our baseball team and our coaches to get out, work with the youth, let them see what we do and how we do it, and, you know, just get the excitement of baseball going back again, you know, right now in the springtime and move it on to the summer. It's a good way for me to get a chance to look at all these young kids, let them see who I am as a coach, and let them see the high school players and what they can do and where they want to be, hopefully, when they get to high school. And I believe the cost is $20 or $25. I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember. But that'll include a T-shirt for the kids. We're also got a bunch of gifts and prizes to give away with some different contests and stuff. And, you know, last year we had a really good camp. I was really happy with the turnout. I think the kids really had a great time. I know the high school kids that worked the camp, they had a great time working with these young kids. And, you know, it was just a great time. The camp had been moved. It was usually earlier in the year, and we had to run it inside in the gym, which is no fun. So we moved it to later in April, and we're doing it again later this year. And I hope we have a big turnout on Saturday. I hope the weather holds up, and we just get some kids out, and we have a fun day. And just, you know, we'll play some games and give away some stuff, like I said. But we really want to work on some fundamentals with these kids. And, you know, coaches are welcome to come from the Little Leagues and Babe Ruth also. And if there's anything I can help them with, we'll give them some drills. I mean, I'm always, you know, trying and willing to help out our younger age groups and give them any insight. And if they have some insight for me, you know, I mentioned it before. I'm always learning new things about everything that I coach. And I think when you quit learning things is when you quit coaching. And so, you know, if somebody's got some suggestions to make our team better and make kids better, I mean, I'm always open-eared for that too. So just a great day for baseball in the Carbon County area again on Saturday. And just a reminder, that's at the high school, Carbon High School baseball field, 8 to 12-year-olds starting at 11 a.m. until 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. And then 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 will be the 13 through 15-year-olds.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
That's Coach Jeff Centenaris of the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Jameson Welsh, great friend of the show. We'll preview a very, very important night for NBA basketball. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.